This is the last one. A brief for the defense. Sorrow everywhere. Slaughter everywhere. If the babies are not starving someplace, they're starving somewhere else. With the flies in their nostrils. But we enjoy our lives because that's what God wants. Otherwise, the morning before summer dawn would not be made so fine. The Bengal tiger would not be fashioned so miraculously well. The poor women at the fountain are laughing together between the suffering they have known and the awfulness in their future, smiling and laughing while everybody in the village is very sick. There is laughter every day in the terrible streets of Calcutta. And the women laugh in the cages of Bombay. If we deny our happiness, resist our satisfaction, we lessen the importance of their deprivation. We must risk delight. We can do without pleasure, but not delight. We can do without pleasure, but not delight, not enjoyment. We must have the stubbornness to accept our gladness in the ruthless furnace of this world. To make injustice the only measure of our attention is to praise the devil. If the locomotive of the Lord runs us down, we should give thanks that the end had magnitude. We must admit there will be music despite everything. We stand at the prow again of a small ship anchored late at night in the tiny port, looking over to the sleeping island. The waterfront is three shutters cafes and one naked light burning. To hear the faint sound of oars in the silence as a rowboat comes slowly out and then goes back, so truly worth all the... To hear the faint sound of oars in the silence as a rowboat comes slowly out and then goes back in, truly is truly worth all the years of sorrow that are to come.